107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A federal judge says he is granting Mahmoud Khalil's release. Judge Michael Farbiars indicated he will issue an order shortly, requiring that Khalil be released by a certain time today. It is unclear exactly what time. Judge Farbiars denied the government motion to stay the ruling for 7 days. He has asked the parties to consult with a magistrate judge about any conditions that will be attached to Khalil's release on bail. The Supreme Court has turned down a request to quickly take up the case of President Trump's global tariffs. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
It's a simple sentence from the court, without explanation, denying the request from two toy companies to quickly take up their challenge to the president's tariffs. The firms have argued that the president has exceeded his authority by invoking emergency powers to impose the import taxes. The High Court's rejection of that request means the case will play out in the usual course, and the tariffs will remain in place for now.
This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers have proposed legislation that would change the way the school voucher program is funded. The bill would use the state's general purpose revenue to fund school vouchers rather than state aid and local property taxes. Proponents of the legislation say it would provide property tax relief to residents and could increase state funding for public schools. Critics of the proposal, including Governor Tony Evers, raised concerns about the possibility of choice schools receiving more funding than the state's public schools. With extreme heat in the forecast across the state over the weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning residents to be on the lookout for pavement buckling. When weather conditions go from cool to extremely hot quickly, the slabs of pavement in the road could begin to expand and push against each other. If the pressure gets high enough, the pavement can buckle and create an unexpected bump or dip in the road. Residents should remember to buckle up, keep their eyes on the road, and watch for slowing traffic and roadside workers. The Burnett County Sheriff's Office says the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the Wednesday crash that saw a small plane crash into Mudhead Lake in Daniels Township. According to a press release, the crash was reported at around 3:15 on Wednesday afternoon. The pilot of the plane, identified as 79-year-old Craig Johnson of Hudson, was the only occupant of the plane and was not injured in the crash. Authorities say he managed to exit the plane on his own and was found on a pontoon boat operated by a Good Samaritan who saw the crash. The 75th annual Muskie Festival officially kicks off in Hayward today. The 3-day catch-and-release fishing contest is being hosted by the Hayward Lake chapter of Muskies, Inc. and the Hayward Bass Club. In addition to the fishing, the event will also feature live music on the Main Street stage throughout the weekend, a car show, a lumberjack chopping and sawing contest, and carnival rides for kids. The Sawyer County Dairy Breakfast will also be held a couple miles down the road on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pacers beat the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night in Indianapolis, 108-91, to tie up the NBA Finals at 3 games apiece. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton from the Pacers on Sunday night in Oklahoma City. It'll be the first time there's been a Game 7 in the Finals in 9 years.
You know, for the next couple of days, the narratives are going to be almost poison, you know, to talk about what this would mean to our city and legacy talk and we played so well.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a 3-game series against the Twins at Target Field. The Crew with a dramatic 8-7 win over the Cubs in Chicago yesterday, despite some very questionable balls and strike calls by the home plate umpire against the Brewers' Abner Uribe and Trevor McGill.
Pretty bad calls there in Abner's inning and in my inning. Yeah, I mean, that's baseball, I guess. I mean, they're going to have bad days back there, too.
That's Brewers closer Trevor McGill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Happy first day of summer. With mixed skies, highs will soar to the low 80s. Also got chances for showers later this evening and storms overnight, which could be severe, packing the risks of hail and high winds. It'll be gone by the morning with an extreme heat warning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Jay, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Charlie Pittman joins us to cover all the weekend news. And then we're talking ticks in hour number two with entomologist PJ Leash, the bug guy. Don't miss it.
Matt, Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt, Nair on air.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, a producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this TGIF version. It is Friday, June 20th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, here live in downtown Madison at the old world headquarters, where clouds have taken over the skies this afternoon, Zommers. Keeping the temperatures down a bit today, which I know is good news for you.
Yes, definitely. Definitely appreciate it.
I think most of all, it's going to be a fairly good day today. Maybe some showers in parts of Wisconsin. And then, boy, howdy, come tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, it's going to get right down a sauna-like. Going to be at temperatures, actual highs, well into the 90s with heat indexes. That's the it-feels-like temperature of over 100 in much of Wisconsin with the humidity. So, look, I mean, it's summer. That's part of it. But also, when you get temperatures that high, it gets a little dangerous for folks. So don't overexert if you're going to be outside. If you are going to go, say, to a water park or kayaking, hiking, whatever, make sure to use the old sunscreen.
And drink lots of water.
Lots of water. As they say, hydrate or dehydrate.
Yeah, I have a family reunion tomorrow, and I highly debating whether or not I want to go.
Back in Manitowoc?
No, it's in Campbellsport with other more extended family and stuff.
Well, just take your own block of ice, sit on that, and drink a lot of water.
Yep, I will be doing that.
Yeah. By the way, before we go any further, today's the 20th of June. A big shout out to Miss Linda, i.e. mom, birthday for her tomorrow. Going to go back to the old RC and hang out. We had debated, do we go to the Mississippi River, take a little boat ride? Do we come back to Madison and hang out by the lake at the Union? We're leaning towards watching movies inside.
You know what? That sounds like a good move for tomorrow.
Maybe. But big shout out to mom. Happy birthday to her. And love her very much, and thanks for everything, Mom. I'm going to enjoy hanging out with her tomorrow. So big celebration for Miss Linda on her birthday tomorrow.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up tomorrow, no, actually today. Coming up today here in a half an hour or so, another great Richland Centerite, Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with the Wisconsin Badger football team, spent 3 years in the NFL, all-around great guy. Going to be in at the bottom of the hour for our bi-weekly visit. Talk a little bit about his kids, his four boys off of school now for the summer. What does he and his wife Rachel do with the kids during the summer? Talk a little bit about that. And also, name, image, and likeness. Looking at it from a different angle today. Want to have a discussion with Brady on, is NIL making athletes soft?
It's making the kids soft.
I think it is. That's my perspective. We'll explain at the bottom of the hour, so stick around for that. Also in hour number two, what's worse, today's edition, cars. Cars. Buying a car or leasing a car. Going to talk cars in hour two. And lots more to get to as well. Should we start off with a Brewers thing, I suppose?
Yeah, let's do that.
It's that time because the last couple of weeks, we had our big text-to-win summer sizzler saucy trivia contest.
Something like that.
And we had big winners. One of the big grand prize winners in those Door County, Endor, Wisconsin, Baraboo getaway was a listener up in Park Falls. Beautiful Park Falls up there, one of our music stations. People actually have won. We're contacting all the winners on the big text-to-win contest. Including Brewer tickets, by the way. And so now that, and by the way, they have not released the results. I'm waiting in nervous anticipation.
We got to find out if we beat Tom Hartman and if he has to come down here and throw us a party.
We'll find out. He ain't going to come down here.
I know.
But we had a little friendly contest with our friend Jane Matinere, by the way, a great show every morning from 9 until 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. And she whooped our posteriors in the text-to-win contest last time around, and they retired her text-to-win jersey because she beat us so soundly. They may unretire her in a future edition. And then they said, why don't you go against Tom Hartman? And I said, well, I'll go against anybody, but the guy has the number 9 nationally syndicated radio show in America, the number 1 progressive talk show in America. And they expect our little dog and pony show to go up against him.
I want to know if
so
we did.
We went, we did.
Well, right.
We did, but now we're waiting. I hear now they're having to pass the accounting firm of Smith, Wesson, and Loeffler. And once it gets through accounting and everything is added up, we'll be given the results. So I'm looking forward to nervous anticipation to that. But the good news for you, the listening public, is that we have a brand new, it's back. It's not brand new. It's just back. It's free Friday giveaways from now till the end of Brewer season. Here we go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
That's right. It is free ticket Friday from now to the end of the season. Every Friday, listen to Win Across Civic Media today. And by the way, what's wrong with me? I was promoting this yesterday. I thought, well, I'm doing my job. I'm promoting. And then I texted it out this morning or posted it, whatever, on the socials. And our great friend Luke Mathers, always on top of things, because, of course, he's in charge of the aforementioned Brewer tickets in his leather satchel that he cures with synthetic mink oil. And he keeps all the tickets there very, very safely. He says, Todd, it ain't 2 tickets. I have decided I'm going to put the edict. I'm going to give away 4 tickets. So here, this is great. You can have you and a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a significant other, as they say. You and 3 or whatever you want.
It's bring your wife's boyfriend.
That'd be quite a game. It's you and 3 other people. It's a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewer tickets that are up for grabs. Now, here's the thing on these Friday deals. These are for specific games. And no, you may not exchange them for another game. So check your calendars. The tickets we're about to give away are for June 27th. Versus Colorado at 7:10 p.m.
June next week, Friday.
Next week, Friday, week from today. Thank you, Zomers. So next Friday, June 27th, 7:10 p.m., you have to be able to go to that game. So open up or download the Civic Media app if you don't have it on your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Takes less than a minute. It's free. Download it. Now open it up. The first 11 stations are where you will find us. Choose one of those first 11 stations. And then in the lower right-hand corner, it will say text. Click on that. Now I'm going to give you a word. And you text the following word in. And the word is... Go back for a second. The word is blue. B-L-U-E. The word is blue. B-L-U-E. Nothing like the Brewers when they wear their blue uniforms. B-L-U-E. The word is blue. Text the word blue right now. All right? You can't, don't call with this one. You text it. It's, that's why they say a text to win contest. The word is blue, B-L-U-E. I almost said another word, Zomber, so I'm really glad you scrolled down to show me the correct word, because that would have been very confusing indeed.
Yeah, not ideal.
No. So the word is blue, B-L-U-E. And this hour across Civic Media, next 2 hours, we're going to give away these four tickets. So we'll be reminding you throughout the show. You have until 4 o'clock to text the word blue, B-L-U-E, to the Civic Media app to win those four tickets for June 27th versus Colorado at 7:10. Speaking of the Brewers, got a nice win. You heard me talk, yes? I had a chance. Curtin Florsi said, come on down. We're going to Wrigley. They sent me these great pictures having hot dogs and beer on top of a roof overlooking Wrigley. But no, my loyalty is to you, the listening public. Also, I was told I couldn't go.
There's that too.
No. I'm happy to be here all the time. Anyway, the Brewers got a big win. Got a big win, 8-7 over the evil, terrible Chicago Cubs of Chicago. And Pat Murphy was hot. He was salty. He was slapping guys in the line after the game, celebrating using what my grandmother would have said, foul language, because he was salty at the home plate umpire almost gave it away to the Cubs. But the Brew Crew gets a big win last night over the Cubs our afternoon, 8-7. They are in action tonight against the Minnesota Twinkies. I believe at 7:10 as well, Minnesota.
You can hear
those games on select stations of the Civic Media Network. We cannot air them on the app. They have to be on select stations, including WRCE, AM 1450 and FM 107.7 in the old hometown of Richland Center. I know what you're going to say, Zombers. Yes, it is our requirement to tell you all that today's contest, it ain't local, it ain't regional. This is a statewide contest.
It sure is. I do have another piece of information, though.
Yes.
So we're giving away tickets for Friday the 27th.
Yes.
But on Saturday the 28th, it is the Pat Murphy bobblehead game.
Oh, really?
So we're not giving you tickets for that right now, but I know if you're able to go, I'm sure you'd love a Pat Murphy bobblehead.
Does it say naughty words when you bobbles?
I hope so.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? No, for these tickets we're giving away today, right now, are for June 27th, next Friday, against Colorado at 7:10. You may not exchange them for other tickets. In order to be eligible to win today, go to the Civic Media app and text the word blue, B-L-U-E, B-L-U-E, right now to the Civic Media app.
The theme for that night is $5 happy hour tap beers.
Really?
Which, if you haven't been to a game there, that is quite the discount.
Make sure you take a designated driver as well, I would say. Speaking of the Brewers, great news from our friends, Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, at the great film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, available, as I have it in my hot little hands, on DVD. If you want to own it, go to Amazon. You can buy it. You can't beat it with a stick. It's a great deal. Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, still getting a 100 rating on Dirty Rotten Tomatoes. No, Rotten Tomatoes. Here's the news. Now, the DVD has been out for a while. It's been available for free on Roku and the Roku channel. You can stream it for free. Also recently announced, you can either buy it digitally or rent it on Apple TV, if you got the old Apple TV. The funny thing, when you open Apple TV on your speakers, it goes, ow, like a bite out of the apple. No, not really. But here's the big news. We are amongst the first to tell you, and we appreciate that. Starting today, you can now watch, I believe, and or buy, but watch at least, Just a Bit Outside on Amazon Prime. So Just a Bit Outside is going to prime time. Check it out. It's a great film. If you're not familiar, we've talked about it a lot. We're very proud. It's a Wisconsin project. Kelly and Sean are Wisconsin guys. They paid for this film out of their own pocket. And it's a great story. It's a love affair between Milwaukee and the Brewers. and it's a film for everybody. So check it out, Just a Bit Outside, now streaming on Amazon as of today. All right, we'll come back, take a look at some headlines from today. ICE is back at it, and then Brady Ewing at the bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on a TGIF edition of the All Ball Show, June 20th, 2025. Little Ice Baby. There, Zombers. That's an old one. When did that, does it say when did it come out? Was that like in 1987?
Let's see.
All right. I'm going to say it was from my youth and childhood, as they say.
1990.
All right. Well, it's my college days. Ice Baby. By the way, I've heard from the parents of the godsons, Kurt and Florcy, apparently, who went to this Brewers game yesterday, a big win over the Cubs 8-7. Apparently now the game was so big, it required them to stay in the Windy City overnight. Wow. The celebration was that large of Brewers fans. Now that's fantastic. So they're on there listening on the way back. So a shout out. Hopefully they have a safe trip home. Kurt tends to like to run the toll roads. He just goes right through.
I mean, if you do that, you can then pay for it later online.
Yes, I know. No, they'll be safe. They'll be fine on the way back. So anyway, they're on the big Brewers game again. We're right smack dab in the middle of the big free Friday ticket giveaway. 4 Brewer tickets up for grabs for June 27th at AmFam Field. Game time 7:10 p.m. You can be eligible to enter by going to the Civic Media app right now, choosing one of the first 11 stations, clicking the word text, and then text the word Blue, B-L-U-E, Blue. Text the word blue right now. Let's. I want to touch on this. I think we're going to come back to it later in the show, because I think it needs more time than what we're really able to give it right here. If you've been watching the show or listening to the show, we've been talking about this for some time, and this is this this edict put out by Trump, President Trump, and his minion, Miller, Stephen Miller, to have mass deportations. We, of course, were down at Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention. They had placards on the chairs. It's a mass deportations now. And a lot of people during the election, when we talked about this and said, look, this ain't going to be good if Trump gets back in. They said, you know, Trump's, they're just saying that. It's just to rev people up. They're not really going to do a lot of this. Well, now we found out that actually they are. And what's bonkers confusing about this is that instead of going after the true criminals, as Trump said he would, he's going after moms at grade schools waiting for her kids. And they've decided now to visit Home Depots, and not in a good way. You don't see it quite so much in Wisconsin, but I've been out to Los Angeles a lot, and you see it in L.A., where you have essentially their day laborers. They're really great guys. Most of the time, younger guys, sometimes older. And they're guys that may or may not have documentation, but they hang out, at not in a creepy way, but they're there at Home Depot, and you have people that say are putting on a new roof or building a fence or a stone wall. And it's like, well, I can't do this alone. And you got 2, 3, 4 guys there, and you say, hey, I'll pay you X amount of dollars in cash for the day. Come help me. And they're great, hardworking people. They pay taxes. People forget that, by the way. People forget the undocumented folks pay taxes. And they don't get that money back. There's no refund, by the way, if you're undocumented. So they hire. Well, so now what ICE is doing, because Stephen Miller has said, hey, boys, you're not deporting enough people. Trump ain't happy. So they're going to farm fields in Los Angeles. They're going to hoteliers, service industry, which the people that own these big companies, the big ag companies and hotel companies, they called up Donald and they said, Don, this ain't working out so well, because guess what? We can't get legal young white people to do these jobs. And there's food rotting in the field. And there's hotel beds not being made. And so Don last week said, that ain't going to work so well. And so he said, boys, lay off on it. Well, now here, yesterday, ICE is back at it in Los Angeles and visited a Home Depot and cracked down. I want to play you just the start of this. We're going to come back and revisit this in hour two, but this is the start. This is courtesy of KTLA TV in Los Angeles.
Several people were running upwards Wilton's place. Informed them that ICE agents were around the area. They were aware of that, and then that's when an SUV pulled up, came out, two agents tackled down a individual with no questions. They placed his face into the dirt, physically apprehended him.
And we reached out to officials for more details on today's raid. They said while they can't comment on every single operation, these raids continue on a daily basis, and that today's raid was routine federal immigration law enforcement operation.
Let's stop it right there. We're going to come back and finish that up in the next hour. That's from KTLA Los Angeles Television, an eyewitness to what happened. And the point that's made in this post, by the way, is that ICE is purposely avoiding the gang areas of Los Angeles for their own safety.
But I thought they were only deporting criminals.
That's exactly the point we're going to make here. That Trump claimed he'd go after criminals, a lot of big talk about deporting gangs, but in actuality, because they're too scared to go after actual criminals, they're targeting innocent, hardworking people and families and steering clear of the actual gangs. Let that sink in. Meanwhile, across town at Dodger Stadium, a corporation that knows where their bread and butter is made said no to ICE when they tried to visit Dodger Stadium and kicked him out. Maybe it's time Home Depot and some of these other big companies stand up and do the same thing. Grow a set. And say no to these ICE thugs. Back after this with Brady Ewing. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Fortunately, Wisconsin has not had any detection of high path avian influenza in our dairy population. That doesn't mean we're not looking. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. How we look for high path avian influenza in any species is a critical part of discussion for veterinarians across the United States. Dr. Amber Idol is out in Washington State, and she says right now they're looking at the tools available to try to detect high path avian influenza. And she says one area that needs extra attention, dairy cattle.
So we have to make sure that by vaccinating one, we don't have a negative impact on another industry. You know, another conversation's been around vaccinating dairy cattle, which I think, you know, that's a good thing to start thinking about. So if we have naive herds like here in Washington State, I'd really like to see that we have an option for a vaccine, because it does two things. Cows wouldn't get as sick, number one. Cows would be less likely to shed and spread and infect another herd. So that's really what we would be using it for, from a control strategy in dairy cattle.
Dr. Amber Itell, she's a state veterinarian in Washington State. She says her goal and the goal of the health community at large is to make sure animals are taken care of, but more importantly, that humans are taken care of.
Wisconsin's dairy farmers are more than just producers of milk and cheese. They're dedicated caretakers of the land, animals, and communities that they call home. Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the essential role that these farmers play and how we can all take part in supporting them.
So we know our Wisconsin dairy farmers have a really long history of caring for their land and water, mostly because these are multi-generational farms, but they also take really great care in making sure they're taking care of their cows and their families and farms and communities. So there's a lot on a farmer's plate, but they are such a vital, important role in their communities, and we encourage consumers to really engage with our dairy farmers, ask them the questions they have, and then they can support dairy farmers by buying products made from our Wisconsin milk. And that's very easy to do in the store. You can go to any retailer and look for products that have the Proudly Wisconsin cheese or Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge.
To learn more about how you can support Wisconsin's dairy industry, visit wisconsindairy.org.
And food businesses, including farms around the state, should know that funding is available through the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection for some of those hard goods that you need. Trying to expand production, they are making grants available between $10,000 and $100,000 to fund equipment for middle-of-the-food supply chain activities. We've got all the details up on our website. Application deadline, July 21st. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com and check them out. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Happy first day of summer. With mixed skies, highs will soar to the low 80s. Also got chances for showers later this evening and storms overnight, which could be severe, packing the risks of hail and high winds. It'll be gone by the morning with an extreme heat warning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Quinn Hurley to discuss the Green Bay Tattoo Festival. Chris Ruckdashel joins me to talk about Muskie Fest in Hayward, and Terry Barr is back from vacation for Bar Band Friday. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This day when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started.
Welcome back to the Todd Allmoe Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock, TGIF. To all of you out there on a Friday, June 20th, 2025, glad to have you along. Zomer is spinning the tunes for you, some Friday tunes on the board. And joining us from the old hometown, Richland Center, Wisconsin, in the beautiful Driftless area, what former Governor Lee Sherman Dreyfus once called a 23rd Psalm place, Southwest Wisconsin. He is a three-time Big Ten champion with the Wisconsin Badger football team, was a captain of the team along with Russell Wilson, Aaron Henry, and others. His senior year started as a walk-on, but earned his way to all the way to the captain of the team, and then spent 3 years in the NFL. That's the National Football League. To you and me, Mr. Brady Ewing, how are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you, Todd?
Fine as frog here, as Ken Lewis used to say, back in class.
I saw Ken Lewis last night. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but I saw him walking the streets of RC last night.
Well, and please put the pressure on him, because I keep trying to get him on the show. I tell him we have international listeners. Did I tell you this story?
Uh-huh. No.
We have, I forget the guy's name. I'm sorry. He sent me a very nice email. He's originally from Richland Center. He's, I think, teaching English in China. Or as Ken Lewis used to call it, China. And he's in China. And he says he listens to the show, not so much for me, but he listens for the Ken Lewis references and stories.
Holy cow. Well, you need to get Mr. Lewis on the show.
Right? I keep saying, I said, come on the show. For years, Brady, for years. Back when I was Republican as a nerdy, the Alex P. Keaton of the Richland Middle School, he would harass me, being the longtime Democrat he was. And now that I've left the Republican Party and I'm much more on the Democratic side, now he doesn't want to come on the show.
Oh, man. Well, I'll work on him for you.
Thank you. He says, well, what we talk about? He's too modest. And he has a lot to say.
Oh, he would. He'd be great. And right? I can just picture him saying, nobody wants to hear me talk.
Right. Exactly.
But well, people do. Right. People like the stories, obviously.
They do. All right. Enough of old hometown week here. As they say, that's not why you're called. Brady, always great to have you here. Now, you and your lovely wife, Rachel, have four amazing boys. School is done. What does a family with four energetic boys do during the summer?
Yeah, it changes day by day, but it could be anything from going to the pool in Richland Center here, or earlier this week, the boys were making homemade long bows. So taking sticks, trying to whittle those down and putting some string on them. I have just a great video, Todd, I'll have to share with you of our oldest Bennett. Mm-hmm. Shooting his longbow after he had spent a lot of time building it and putting it together. And he had subsequently tried this before, but the bow didn't have quite the strength that he wanted or expected. And we got it captured on our ring camera, him shooting his bow, and the arrow traveled maybe 35, 40 yards down through our yard. And he just went hysterical and excitement and thrill that he ended up building this bow that could shoot an arrow with some force and some distance. So I'll have to share that with you, but
please
building longbows, bombing around the house, catching butterflies in the woods, getting ticks on them as they look for looked for fun things in the woods, messing around. They're in the garden this morning, messing around with Rachel, picking weeds. So just doing outdoor stuff, enjoying the time. And then, of course, playing some sports as well with baseball this time of year.
I see that. I think that's great. And it warms my heart to know that there are still families and kids doing this stuff, because I think back, I think screens have their place, I guess, but we didn't have screens back. We had one TV in the living room growing up when I was growing up. And I think, yeah. You know, I think in my really young days, Rob Wheat and I, lived a house apart, we'd you know, go play in the trees, for goodness sake, or chase each other around outside or do something like that. And then, yeah. You know, my time on our grandparents' farm, and just, as you said, go in the woods. I could just make up stuff in the woods, you know, digging holes, cutting tree limbs, building forts. And I think that just stimulates a person's creativity and their mind. And I just think it makes all of us mentally healthy, whether it's kids or whether as we get older, to just spend some time outside.
I agree with you 100%. We try to be, not that we're better than anybody else because of this, but we just try to be very intentional about the screen time thing. Mm-hmm. Our kids, at least to now, don't play video games. We don't have any of those in the house. We try to do intentional screen time one time a week. So Friday night, or depending on our schedule, we try to do a movie night as a family where we put on a Disney movie or something else and watch that with the kids. So we want them to get outside as much as they can. And Banks actually came up. I went out into the kitchen before we're talking here. Uh-huh. He's like, hey, can I go outside and build an underground shelter and start digging a hole? And I'm like, hold on a second. I'm going on the radio here with Todd. Let me get my bearings about me. We can talk about this later. So to your point, it sounds like you were doing some of that too back then.
Absolutely. I think it's just the fact that he thinks in those terms, I think that's great. And without naming names, because I find this, how old is your oldest one?
He's 10.
See, I mean, there are a lot of, as you well know, a lot of kids that age are on their screens all the time. Without naming names, do you see a difference in your kids, I don't know, behaviorally or what other thought process compared to other kids they may hang out with that do a lot of screen time in their energy or I don't know? Can you tell?
It's tough. Not really in the way I interact with kids, because it's typically in a sports type atmosphere, I guess. So most of them are, and each kid is unique in their own way. So just try to narrow down whether screen time or something like that might impact it, that would be really tough. I do have a lot of conversations with parents of kids I'm coaching or working with. And, you know, there's, oh, I wish, you know, Bobby, using kind of a stage name, Bobby would just spend less time on, you know, the video games or out, not in front of the TV, you know, working on sports or just outside playing. So I do hear a lot of parents say that, but it's tough to draw a correlation to kids' behavior being different because of screen time. But I know there's a lot of research out there on how that can impact kids and behaviorally and all that too.
I think maybe next time we'll spend more time talking about this, but let's tease folks a little bit. Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers, 3 years in the NFL, joined us from Richland Center right now via StreamYard. You're doing another camp this summer. You're putting the details together right now. Is that right?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yep. So, I should have looked before we got on here, but I think this will be year 6 or 7 of the Brady Ewing football camp here in Richland Center. And really it's a chance to get kids around the game of football, talk about football and sports in general and different life lessons that they can learn from that and learn some of the fundamentals of the game and just spend a couple days of throwing the ball around, working on footwork and how to take a handoff, how to catch a pass and kind of put all that together. So yep, finalizing some of the details with Coach Andy Troxell here in Richland Center. And we'll be seeing more come out about that here in the near future.
Well, if you don't follow Brady on Twitter, X, Twix, whatever you want to call it, it's at B Ewing 34, his old number, with the Badgers, or on Instagram at Brady, B-R-A-D-I-E dot Ewing. So check that out. You can also And do this. Do yourself a favor. I mean, if you got kids that are just moping around, if you got a team that hasn't won a game in 5 years, do yourself a favor. Spend a couple of bucks. Hit up Brady. He'll come over. He'll yell at him. He'll knock. No, he won't. He'll motivate him. He'll give him good information. And I've heard some of the things you do, Brady. It's great stuff. You're really, really great with youth and young people. You're very honest with them. And I know that the schools you have gone to are really, really thankful for what you've done with them.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, it's been rewarding for me, too. I think just using the stories and experiences I've had, we've talked about a lot of those on here from time to time, but using those experiences and life lessons to just help others hopefully learn and develop without having to go through some of the same struggles I did or the failures that
Brady, I'm not sure you're the hill is a virtual encounter. You have an effect. Your mic's breaking up a little bit, so I'll let you and Zomers work on that. And while you're doing that, I am going to tell folks, remind you, we're right smack dab in the middle of our Brewer ticket giveaway right now. It's the free ticket Friday up for grabs. 4 Brewer tickets to the June 27th game against the Colorado Rockies at 7:10. Remember, you cannot exchange these tickets for another day. So you have to be able to go on June 27th against Colorado at 7:10. So if you are so inclined, download the Civic Media app, go to the first 11 stations, and then click on that. It'll say text. Text the word blue right now, B-L-U-E, blue right now on the Civic Media app, and you'll be eligible for those 4 Brewer tickets on June 27th. Blue, B-L-U-E, text the word right now on the Civic Media app. Let's go to the phone lines. I think Brady might be back in action now on the connection, 855-752-4842. Rick, calling in from Waukesha, listening to WAUK. Rick, thanks for calling. What do you have?
Thanks for taking my call. I want to just put out, I've been watching it, the last season of the Red Green Show. It's 20-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great outdoor show and humor.
Right, absolutely.
And there's a game on each one of the shows in the last season. It is to trick somebody into saying a word.
Are you trying to trick me into saying a word, Rick? Is that it?
No. I'm just trying to put – it's pretty funny. I've been watching it for a few days.
It's a great show. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate the call. Brady, did you ever –
have a good day.
Thanks. You too, Rick. Did you ever watch Red Green?
I haven't. No.
Oh, check
it out. I've actually never heard of it.
It's especially great for, like – you know, for a husband and wife to watch together, because it's two guys, an older, well, kind of like me and maybe a little bit younger than you. And I think the younger guy played his nephew or something like that. And so it's a lot of stereotypical stuff that men tend to do. And some of the lines in the show are, you know, I'm a man, I can change if I have to, I guess.
I guess.
Red Green
sounds about right. Rachel would get a kick out of it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. No, I think that's especially with, you know, you and 4 boys in the house. All right, the connection has been established now, Brady. Let's talk. Start now. We got a couple of minutes. We'll come back and talk about it after the break. We've talked about name, image, and likeness a lot, which has infiltrated college sports, college football in particular. But here's the angle I want to ask you. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you played under most of your time under Coach Brett Bielema, and then Coach Chris, who had been the offensive coordinator, came back as the head coach. And he was caught during his time on camera when the Badgers took on Miami in the Orange Bowl, the home of Miami. And Miami was very popular that year, high ranked. And they had something called the turnover chain. Every time the defense got a turnover, the guy who got it put on this big, gaudy, ridiculous chain. And it was over. Yep. And Coach Chris got caught on camera when Wisconsin beat the pants off of Miami in the Orange Bowl, kind of covering his mouth. And I can't say all the words, but basically, you know, I'll show you a blankety blank turnover chain because the Badgers got most of the turnovers.
Yeah.
So now we've gone from a Wisconsin coach that curses a turnover chain. Brady Fickle is putting up thrones at Camp Randall to put recruits on. This is real, right?
This is real life.
All right, when it comes back, is NIL making guys soft? We'll come back and discuss with Brady Ewing. Don't go anywhere. It's the Civic Media Radio Network. Springsteen.
reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down at our new clinic in Hudson. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Hudson. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Show the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, hour number two. What's worse, buying a car or leasing a car? We'll discuss. But right now, we're discussing other things. Brady Ewing, a three-time Big Ten champion with the Wisconsin Badger football team, spent 3 years in the NFL. And speaking of boys, has four boys of his own. I don't know, Zommers. I was a boy. I think I cried when I.
I know I did.
Hornets sometimes. Get into a nest of hornets, I remember. That was my grandparents' farm. That was not fun.
Ground hornets?
No, it was one of those wasp ones, the black nest and everything.
Ooh,
and it was hanging off of the milk house on the side, and I didn't know it was there. And I shut the sliding door hard, and it jiggled the nest, and they came after me.
Oh, man. Hornets are absolutely relentless when you get them fired up and attacking you. I hit a ground hornet nest weed eating one time when I was working at the park and rec in town, and those things literally chased me all the way back to the shop. I don't think I've ever ran so fast.
I know.
I ran that fast when I ran my 40. Holy cow.
Yeah. Not Not fun at all. By the way, Mark and Perrin-Sack, Brady and I were talking earlier about summer activities. I don't have time to read the whole thing, but Mark spent a lot of time out in the nature when he was growing up. Frogs, salamanders, that sort of thing, he says, in his backyard. And he brought up the brook stickleback, which I didn't know what it was. Zomers looked it up. It's a fish, Brady, that has like little big spikes on its spine.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I Googled it too while you were talking about it during break, and I've never seen one of those. It's like something from a different country.
It really does. Oh, we should have gotten, I don't know, I just like talking to you, but we should have gotten into this earlier. But the whole point here was, is NIL, name, image, and likeness, making college players soft? And obviously I'm saying that a little bit tongue-in-cheek. But the point is that now it seems like, Brady, unlike when you were a walk-on at Wisconsin earning your way, now places like Wisconsin, they for folks that don't know, they've made an actual throne. Obviously, it's not real gold, but they put it out on Camp Randall. I guess it's for the guys to take pictures for Instagram or whatever. But I mean, is this just too much mollycoddling to get these recruits and NIL, the transfer portal? What's going on, Brady?
It's crazy. I mean, you know, earlier we were talking about playing outside and, you know, video games and how, you know, different generations, you know, my generation, if you could jump on your bike in the early morning, just spend all day out on the town on your bike, go to the pool with your friends. And, you know, now kids, some kids do that. Other ones are sitting in front of screens. And I feel like that's the way recruiting started to go too, is that game has totally changed. And it's all about what type of picture or content can these recruits put out to, you know, pat themselves on the back for where they're getting recruited at, and how good can you make them feel to consider your school? So the game has totally changed through the years, and you know, some for the better in some minor ways, but overall, I mean, it's just crazy to see how they're coddling to some of these athletes so that they can put out a fancy Instagram picture or X picture.
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with NIL and just trying to do anything and everything possible to intrigue these folks to come to their school.
Our friend Earl Ingram Jr. was on the show yesterday or day before yesterday. He does a camp with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown, former Packer down in Milwaukee area. And he was telling this great story, I'll shorten it up, of Gilbert having this football camp and these kids in middle school or high school. One of the kids comes with a big do-rag or something, and Gilbert says to him, he says, "You see that brick wall over there?" The kid goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "See how solid that is?" "Yeah." "If you don't take that blankety blank do-rag off right now, it's going to have a door in it, and you're going to be the one to put it there." So there's no mollycoddling at a Gilbert Brown football camp.
That's great. Yeah, that's a little different than the Brady Ewing football camp, but maybe I can take a lesson from that. But
I don't know. One of the former Wisconsin Badger football players, I thought you might get a kick out of this, speaking of the football team, Fayon Hicks, who played for the Badgers from 2017 to 2021, he retweeted a picture that was put out yesterday of Jimmy Leonard, great to walk on at Wisconsin. They ended up being the longtime defensive coordinator and spent a minute as interim head coach before being passed over for Luke Fickell. Fayon Hicks says, quote, "Jimmy, the one X who was a perfect match, Wisconsin let get away for that hot Instagram model. She looks good on the internet, but are you really happy?"
Oh, man. I did not see that, but that is, man, you look at the way recruiting's transitioned and I, you know, Coach Chris was going to have to adjust things to be able to, you know, fit in with the recruits of today's day and age. And as things have evolved with NIL, but I feel like Jim Leonard would have been a really nice addition to bridge that gap to, you know, be able to recruit and do all of that while still have those Wisconsin roots. But
yeah.
That is a classic post by Hicks right there.
I thought that was pretty good. All right, well, but don't forget, folks, if you want to have Brady come speak to your group, please do. He's great at that. And just follow him. If you have a young person that wants to go to his football camp, he'll be releasing that at B. Ewing, B as in Brady, Ewing 34 on Twix, that's Twitter and X, or Instagram at Brady, B-R-A-D-I-E dot Ewing. Brady, always a pleasure. We got about a minute left. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, oh, here, I think here. It was a...
Hang on. We got a, I got a question from Jim. Jim in Brookfield. Hey, Brady, what was your biggest win at Wisconsin or the NFL? Great question. What was your most...
Oh, great question. Yeah. Probably the biggest one was when we beat Ohio State when they were number one. Mm-hmm. Or a Big Ten championship when we played Michigan State first inaugural Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis, playing Michigan State, who had beat us earlier that year. I'd say those are probably two of the biggest program wins. If, you know, we went to a couple Rose Bowls, if we could have sealed the deal on one of those against Oregon or TCU, those would probably be up there. But, man, so many great games and memories.
What would have helped if we would have had a fair officiating crew against Oregon as well? But that's another story.
You said it.
You know, did you see Pat Murphy getting spicy last night at the ump against the Cubs? That was fantastic. All right, Brady, you're fantastic. Have a great weekend there. Stay cool. Thanks, with the boys. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much, Brady.
Thank you. See
you. Our pleasure. See you back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. This morning, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was at the Tampa airport welcoming back a flight arranged by his state for Americans trapped by the fighting between Israel and Iran.
Given that the airport's totally shut down, given that the neighboring areas aren't exactly easy to navigate, this was probably the most challenging and logistically difficult mission that the Florida Department of Emergency Management has done.
Two first responders who survived 9/11 are welcoming the heroes of the future.
On that morning when planes hit the Twin Towers on 9/11, Port Authority Sergeant Conrad Kruger was trapped in the South Tower for hours. He survived and now was able to pin the shield on a graduating member of the class of 25, his grandson, Sean. Recruit Keith Walcott Jr. received his shield from retired Deputy Chief Keith Walcott Sr., his father. He, too, survived 9/11 and the 93 bombing. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
You can